I'm Tracy Ellis with your 7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. Senator Short spoke out against a bill that prohibits the open carry of a firearm or other weapons at or near public demonstrations, the West State Capitol grounds, Capitol grounds buildings, and other legislative locations.
The gentlelady from the 17th said it very well, how unnerved she was to have people demonstrating in front of her house, in front of her business. That's a person who's used to being in the political fray, Mr. President. She's used to dealing with conflict and controversy and all of that, and it unnerved her. Can you imagine just a person who's in their neighborhood that has a group of people? And we've all seen it. We've seen it throughout our cities. I mean, I'm pretty grateful I actually live in rural America, or rural state of Washington, but it can still happen there, Mr. President. And I think it, you know, people are passionate about their right to First Amendment, and we don't want people to feel like they can't express it. But we should also be able to have the rights under the Second Amendment, both as an expression and protection. And if you're that person living in that neighborhood, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, you encounter a situation where then it's flipped and you become that person that's thought of, you know, as a criminal because you're trying to protect yourself. I know how to protect myself, Mr. President, but I hope I never have to. I hope I never have to make that choice to defend myself and to use a weapon. And while I don't choose to brandish it, you know, I'm not going to sit and take away the right of the individual to open carry. As the gentlelady said from the 17th, she makes a very, very good point. And so I think that the sadness that I feel, and really actually it's anger, Mr. President, is that we're the vote on a bill today is placing one over the other. There are always going to be people who do things they shouldn't. And by the way, there are laws to take care of that. There are laws on the books today that would allow a law enforcement officer to confront a person and to tell them to leave. We don't need a bill to do that, Mr. President. So if a person's open carrying and they're too close to that demonstration, that police officer or that sheriff or that deputy can tell that person to go. The bill's not needed for that. It already exists. But to lay at the feet of us as law-abiding citizens, Because of the actions of a few, and by the way, I'm not making light of the accidents that have happened, the terror that people feel, and the loss of life. We can't keep making decisions that way. We have to support the current laws we have. We have to encourage, you know, our law enforcement officers to be able to come in and deal with those. Oh, wait a minute. We're undoing that as we speak. It's the combination that is lethal, Mr. President. Because you're taking away the things that a person can do to prevent injury to himself or herself. And I think what you end up getting is the opposite. It doesn't become more safe, Mr. President. It becomes less safe.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short.